coming back to now, so we have a bunch of results. We looked just now at how we could visualize the document attributes, how we could show a lot of results in a compact way by using these spiral layouts. What if you wanted to show inter-document similarities? And we'll now look at different ways of being able to visualize those. Some of these methods are referred to as clustering methods or self-organizing maps or spring embeddings or document networks, and I'll show you some of these examples of how inter-document similarities can be visualized. Some of the examples you've seen already, we'll look at them one more time and you sort of know where they fit in terms of how visualization can support retrieval.